Welcome back to a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company. And once again, we continue on with our metro area baseball and softball previews. Baseball season already underway. That got going last night. So we are wrapping things up in the metro with our softball previews. And we are joined today by Waterloo West softball coach Adam Dell. Coach Dell, thanks so much for joining the show. Good to be talking to you again. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to learning more about your Wahawk team. You bring a lot of talent back, but just like anybody else, you've got some seniors to replace. I suppose first things first, how's practice been going?
Practice has been going really well. We've kind of had to squeeze it in between some rain, and we had a little bit of a cold snap that first week, but luckily we had the indoor facility to work on our hitting, and the weather this week seems to want to cooperate, so we're starting to get some things done outside.
Obviously, last season didn't go the way that anybody wanted, and would have loved to get some more wins, and certainly that's what you're working toward this year, so just makes me think, Coach Dell, what do you know about how your Wahawks were able to get some work in during the off season? Because as much as I know I advocate for, and it seems like thankfully a lot of people continue to advocate for playing multiple sports, that's true. But at the same time, if you want to keep up with the Joneses, you got to put in some off-season work as well.
Correct. So we did a couple things different this year that we implemented that we were not doing last year. We did some pool workouts before school that ran about 10 weeks. And the girls did various things from swinging bats underwater to just working their muscles. We added in an off-season weightlifting program. Some of them are able to do that in their strength and conditioning class at school, and then some did it after school. We hit twice a week starting in November, and then we pitched starting in January.
What was the inspiration for doing the workouts in the pool? Where'd you get that from?
Our assistant coach, Nate Chopsky, he did that with a group of boys a couple years ago and saw some good results with their cardio, with their strength, with just trying to take a little bit of that stress off their muscles by doing it in the water. So just kind of a different take, and the girls seem to enjoy it.
That's fascinating. Waterloo West softball coach Adam Dell, our guest right now on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company. Having gotten a decent body of work so far in practices leading up to this season, Coach, anything in particular sticking out about your group, whether it be on the field or maybe more off the field related?
Yeah, I think this group this year has put a really good emphasis on defense. We're a little bit quicker, I think, a little bit more athletic than we were last year. So I'm hoping that transitions into less runs, a little bit more support for our pitching staff. And then there are pitching staff. We return everybody but one girl from last year, and the majority of our innings are back. So I'm really anxious to see that step that they take forward this year. I think Naya Christoffers took a huge step forward last year, and we're really hoping she can take that same kind of leap forward again this year and kind of anchor that staff.
Yeah, Naya Christoffer, your leader in terms of innings pitched back this season, as you mentioned, Coach. So what have you and the staff challenged her with that you're hoping helps her turn the corner and raise her production?
Yeah, we really worked on sharpening her pitches, and then we worked on a new pitch for her that she did not throw last year that seems to move a little bit more, and we're hoping that that kind of continues and she can find a groove with that pitch. That gives her another weapon. You know, these hitters in our conference, they're pretty merciless. So anything we can do to kind of throw them off balance, move the ball, locate it better, you know, any of that kind of stuff, I think will help her.
And how about Bailey Shepsky? She was really good both in the batter's box and in the circle for you last year as a freshman. But as it relates to her in the circle, what are you looking for out of her? What have you challenged her with?
Same kind of thing. We sharpened up her curveball a little bit, and I think just maybe taking that confidence that she gained last year pitching and moving forward and kind of building momentum with that coming into this season.
And how about just her overall as a player? I mean, what an outstanding freshman season that she had. How are you going to challenge her just all around with her game? And where besides, you know, outside of the circle, are you hoping that she contributes?
Yeah, she's a big bat. She's actually the one returning player that's, you know, I think her slugging percentage was 5-something, mm-hmm. 540. So she's the one that can put the ball out of the ballpark. So basically just kind of keeping her doing what she's doing. Her dad's on the staff too, and he works a lot with her about just keeping her weight back and driving the ball, getting some lift on it, getting it out of the park. We're hoping that'll translate into some more extra base hits.
You're replacing 5 seniors, many of them big contributors to last year's team. So certainly I would imagine there's some fierce competition that's been going on in practice for some spots that are likely to be open.
Right. Really, every spot's open so far. We still haven't kind of closed it out. So a lot of different faces this year, and we'll see a lot of different kids get some time just to kind of prove themselves. But there's a strong junior class. Actually all of them played last year on the varsity. So kind of looking for that junior class to take a step forward and kind of clear up some of these spots and claim them for themselves, and hopefully that translates into more wins.
What's it like for you and your staff when, you know, you want fierce competition for these spots that are open, while at the same time, I mean, you don't want that to chip away at all when it comes to team camaraderie?
Right. This group has been great.
Good.
You know, I don't see any of that kind of, I don't want to call them cliques, but, you know, sometimes kids will separate off into different kind of groups that they're comfortable with. And so this group really hangs out together. You know, they take turns playing in their spots. They move when we ask them to move. Nobody complains. We kind of just tell them, you know, if you want more playing time, you need to be able to play multiple spots. We can move you around and find you some at bat.
Are you anticipating getting some contributions like last season from some underclassmen?
Yeah, we have a couple of sophomore pitchers that I think are going to take a step forward. Jersey Van Arum, I think, will be a contributor with the pitching staff. And Alyssa Bagney, she's a freshman, so I botched her grade there. But, yeah, we're looking for both of those two to step forward. And then we've got 2 eighth graders that I think will make a difference this year. Freddie Dell and Addison Shopsky, I look for both of them to contribute too.
And, you know, we've talked about your pitching staff. You've spoken, Coach Dell, about how you think the defense will be better, and talked a little bit about Bailey and her tools both in the circle and in the batter's box. But overall, your lineup, as it goes from top to bottom, how would you characterize your lineup in terms of what's going to be the blueprint for this Wahawk lineup to produce as many runs as it can?
Yeah, I think last year we worked a lot on going the other way with the ball. And then this year we got a little more in-depth with the inside, outside, and kind of where we want to make contact, where we want to get extensions, you know, letting the ball travel, and then stop rolling over on everything. You know, we did a lot of that last year. I think it's a kind of a sign of immaturity where they'll get out in front of pitches and kind of roll their wrists and drive it into the ground. We've really focused on getting that ball in the air this year, and I'm hoping that turns into more gap shots and more home runs.
Season opener next Tuesday at Waterloo East. Start right out of the gate with your rival. What do you know about this matchup that'll begin your season against the Trojans?
Yeah, you know, Chad's always got a tough team over there, so we never take them lightly. I think, you know, even if we were the number one team and they didn't win any games, I don't think you ever take East lightly when you play them. So I guess just kind of staying within ourselves, play our game, and I'm pretty sure that should translate into good results.
Coach Dell, thanks so much for your time. As always, really enjoyed learning about your team. Best of luck, best of health to everyone, and we'll catch up down the road, hopefully after your squad's racked up a whole bunch of W's.
Hey, thanks a bunch. I appreciate it.